Now, Lozark's at-large is Jacqueline Froelich takes us to Mulberry, Arkansas, where a new facility is processing a certain variety of Arkansas-grown, non-GMO soybeans into edamame, a popular savory appetizer and snack.
Truckloads of freshly harvested soybeans, newly developed by University of Arkansas research scientists as a culinary vegetable, end up here at American Vegetable Soybean and Edamame in Mulberry. The pods are loaded onto a state-of-the-art conveyor system for automated sorting and cleaning. A few line workers keep an eye out for debris and undo tangled clusters as the soybeans rush by. The air is hot and humid and thick with dust. It's the peak of the harvest, and AVSE co-owner and CFO Raymond Chung is keeping pace.
We have 10-hour shifts, and we're doing day and night shifts right now. So yeah, we're around the clock.
The washed soybeans are submerged into a hot water bath and blanched. The conveyor pushes the steaming bright green pods through a portal into an even noisier and bigger cold room.
And is basically ready to eat. And what we do is we chill it using cold water. And after it's chilled, it goes up to a freezer, which the belt vibrates. It prevents the pods from sticking together. It's a process that's called IQF, or individual quick freeze.
After passing through the silver blast freezer, the icy vegetables tumble off the conveyor into storage bins, are sealed, then placed into cold storage warehouses off-site for future processing. Raymond Chung built the factory last summer with his father, J.Y. Chung, founder of Chung's Gourmet Foods, an importer of Chinese-manufactured packaged egg rolls, spring rolls, and edamame, taking a break from production in the factory conference room with a thrum of activity behind him. Raymond Chung said they decided to take a chance on Arkansas after learning that local farmers were willing to grow edamame soybeans. Most edamame consumed in the United States is cultivated overseas.
Our basic product line is frozen edamame, which is 100% USA grown. And it's non-GMO certified, I should restate that, non-GMO verified, which means that we've gone through the process. We've worked with this organization called the Non-GMO Project to make sure that all the seeds we use are basically GMO free.
Because, he says, more consumers are looking to purchase non-genetically modified foods as well as plant-based proteins.
We have the ability to process high volume of edamame because we sell to large customers like Costco and Sam's who demand product in bulk. And so the important thing about this facility is that we're the first facility to have scale. And we're also the only facility in the U.S. that is dedicated to producing edamame. And so we are turning Arkansas into the edamame capital of the USA, and we eventually want it to be the capital of the world.
Chung provides the Arkansas adapted edamame seeds to contract growers across central Arkansas. The company harvests the pods just as they ripen. Although he declined saying just how much edamame is processed annually, he did describe a big increase over last year, their first year. He said the demand for edamame is growing 10% annually. Simmered on the stove or steamed in the microwave and served with just a little salt, the buttery beans are addictive. Plus, edamame contains as much as 40% protein, is low in fat and high in nutrients.
And edamame's got a nice nutty flavor to it as well, which makes it, you know, very tasty. And kids like to eat it too because it's fun to pop the beans out of the mouth. You know, I get parents who come to me and they say, hey, I can't get my kids to eat any vegetables, but they'll eat edamame.
AVSE manufactures frozen edamame under the Edazen and Peggy's premium label in the pod or shelled and imports frozen pods from China for its line of dried seasoned snack products called Crunchamami.
And we realized that freeze drying is actually one of the best ways to make it dry to make it portable because when you freeze dry something, you retain the nutrients. And so the great thing about Crunchamami, which is freeze dried, is that the protein has not been denatured. And all the original antioxidants and vitamins are still in the snack, and it still tastes like edamame.
Edamame has vitamin E and isoflavones, which can play a role in reducing the risk of heart attack, certain cancers, and osteoporosis. The Chung family's initial investment in this facility was around $5.8 million, with help from the Arkansas Development Finance Authority and the State Department of Economic Development. The 32,000-square-foot plant lies on the outskirts of Mulberry, conveniently near the interstate, and employs up to 100 workers.
Actually, our project, the original factory project, is a great case study, I think, of how private enterprise and the government can cooperate to create jobs and also to create a new industry, create a new specialty crop for Arkansas. And it's a pretty substantial size business. Soy foods, the entire market for soy foods is about a $2.6 billion market. And this is ultimately what we're, the market that we're addressing with our products. It's a big opportunity.
Edamame, by the way, is a Japanese word meaning beans clustered on a branch. And the Chung family intends to grow this business, branching out all over Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.